The 14-megabyte AI model and the assumptions worth questioning. Needle 2 from Cactus Compute, a 14-megabyte agentic language model designed to run on phones, wearables, smart home devices, and robots, is drawing significant hacker news attention as a signal that meaningful AI inference may no longer require cloud infrastructure. For reference, 14 megabytes is smaller than many JPEG images. Liquid AI's LFM 2.5, a 2.6 billion parameter model built on a liquid neural network architecture originally developed at MIT and inspired by the dynamics of C. elegans nematode neurons, is reportedly competitive with dense transformer models at 4 times its parameter count, a claim the community is watching for independent benchmark validation. The market structure implications of Needle 2 are considerable if its capabilities hold. The current business model of most AI API providers depends on users routing queries through cloud servers, which requires network connectivity, introduces latency, and incurs per-query costs. A functional 14-megabyte model running offline changes that calculus for a meaningful class of applications. Smart home devices interpreting a constrained command vocabulary, intent classification on consumer hardware, wake word detection without a cloud dependency. Hacker News commenters are appropriately skeptical about what task domains the model actually covers, while acknowledging the feat of fitting any agentic capability into that footprint. A coding agent language analysis from Dan Liu's site adds another dimension. In agentic coding workflows, where models generate and parse code continuously, the tokenization profile of a programming language's syntax directly affects cost and latency. The finding that languages like Python and JavaScript differ meaningfully from Go or Rust in token efficiency, and that this matters at scale in production deployments, is the kind of second-order insight that only surfaces when systems are actually run in the field. The smaller models are catching up narrative, however, contains assumptions worth examining. The benchmarks that make efficient models look competitive may not capture the cases where large models most dramatically outperform smaller ones. Long horizon reasoning, novel problem decomposition, and handling ambiguous or contradictory instructions in multi-step agentic loops. Cloud inference costs have also been dropping sharply. If frontier model capability becomes available at low per-token prices, the cost argument for edge inference weakens. Two signals are worth watching. If small models are genuinely closing the gap on hard reasoning tasks, not just classification, but sustained multi-step planning with error recovery, enterprise agentic workflows should show meaningful adoption within the next 12 to 18 months. And if energy consumption becomes a dominant consideration for large organizations with climate commitments, the case for efficient edge inference may strengthen on environmental grounds entirely independent of capability comparisons.